You're listening to the Lost in Japan English podcast, episode number 81.
ロスジャパポッドキャストエピソード81番をお送りします。
Hello and welcome to the Lost in Japan English podcast. I'm Chieko.
And I'm Yasuko.
And we're two gals exploring the funny gap we find ourselves in between Japan and the USA. The bicultural and bilingual experience has morphed into a mashup of the two worlds we affectionately call Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパこと、ロストインジャパングリッシュのポッドキャストへようこそ。ナビゲーターのやっこと、
ちーちゃんです。
ロスジャパは、日米文化の狭間に生きる私たちが、まぜこぜバイリンガル形式でお送りするポッドキャストです。ジャパングリッシュと呼ぶ独自の世界観で、日頃体験する文化や言葉の奇妙な違いについて語り合います。
So, we have an upcoming holiday, Mother's Day, that we want to talk about.
そうです。今日は母の日について話したいと思います。
So, for Mother's Day, is it a big holiday in Japan?
そうだね。大きいといえば大きいと思う。結構みんな母の日っていうのは特別に祝うかもしれないね。みんなで集まって何かするみたいな、誕生日とかお正月とか、そこまでビッグじゃないけど。
So,I assume, as most holidays, you know, there's some gift giving and whatnot, but, and if your mother is still alive, that you would give cards or gifts to your mother. But I'm wondering, is there a practice of husbands giving gifts to their wives as a thank you for being the mother of their children?
Oh, いい質問だね。まあ、自分にちょっと子供がいないから、あんまり周りに子供がいる人いないといえばいない方なんだけれども、やっこの知ってる限りではあんまりいないかもしれない。
See, I feel like in Japan, if you just give a gift to your mother...And usually it's the flowers, right?
So.
So there's the carnation tradition. But do you also give like cards, other types of gifts, chocolates, things like that?
もちろんね、そうそう、今ちーちゃんが言った通り、日本だとまずカーネーションをあげるっていうのが一番基本的なギフトなんだけど、でまあ、確かにカードもやる人はやると思うんだよね。で、そうだな。でも結構あるかもしれない。あの、バレンタインほどチョコに執着はしてなくて、あの、いろんなギフト、ちっちゃいギフトをあげたりはするかもしれないね。いろんな他のもの。
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for instance, I don't give my mom a carnation. I give her other flowers, which she likes that I know of. アジサイとか好きだから、はい、そういうのあげたり、はい、あと、ものだと本とか、文庫本。I know she's always busy and she doesn't have time to go and look for books and so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. そんな感じかな?
Yeah. I feel like in Japan, it's like I've never seen my parents give each other gifts for Mother's Day or Father's Day. But here in the States, you do see that.
Ah, そうなんだやっぱり.
Yeah, where you might give the mother of your children some jewelry or, you know, and it's a thank you for being the mother or the father of my children.
なんか言われてそう聞かれてね今初めて気がついた感じがする確かにそういう記憶はあるねあの夫婦同士でその自分の子供のお母さんとしていつもありがとうみたいな感じであげてる人たちはいるなって今言われてあそうだったかもって思ったね日本ではあんまりそういう感覚ってないしどっちかっていうと、うん多分女の子の方が自分の実の母親にあげるじゃない、
mm-hmm.
で大体旦那さんのお母さんにもあげるんだよね
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we usually do, I think. And so it's not about the husband giving the wife things. I think that happens mainly for the white day or the anniversary stuff.
But yeah.
Yeah, not for 母の日, I don't think.
Yeah, I remember once, it was actually for Father's Day, John's mom asked me if I was going to do anything special for John on Father's Day. And I'm like, well, he's not my father, nor is he the father of my children. You know, but he is a father, right? So
it was
an interesting place to be. And like, I'm like, do I need to do something special for him? I don't know.
あ、そこは、あ、ないのか、じゃあ。ちーちゃんとしてはどうしようって感じになっちゃうよね、そうなるとね。
Yeah, and I, you know, and I was like, well, his children will celebrate Father's Day with him, right? And I think that makes sense for it to be that way. And I didn't necessarily have to do anything special for that, I didn't think, but...
じゃあ母の日とか、まあ父の日でもいいんだけど、母の日とかって、そっちだと gift をあげたりする?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times, a card, a small gift, certainly flowers, mm-hmm. something like that. A lot of times, mm-hmm. it usually involves a meal. So it might be brunch or lunch or dinner as well.
Oh, I see, I see. なるほどね。
Yeah, and then, so like the restaurants are usually super packed. And this one year, I think it was the very first Mother's Day after John and I had started dating.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had invited my parents down for a Mother's Day brunch.
Hi, hi, hi.
And we were like, okay, we're going to make French toast because it's one of my mom's most favorite breakfast things, right?
Oh, okay, okay.
And so I go out and I buy all the ingredients and my parents come down and we're still trying to make a good first impression, right, for John to meet my parents and stuff. And then we're in the kitchen and I was like, okay, so, you know, how do you make French toast? And John's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, I don't know either.
やばいねそれ。どうなったの?
So we had to get my mom to come and help us to tell us how to make her Mother's Day breakfast. We're like, 意味のない。
一緒に作れて嬉しかったじゃないか。
I know, because I didn't really know, so, but it was, we were like, oh, wow, that was a super Mother's Day fail.
But yeah. I do give gifts to my mom every year,
mm-hmm.
or do something every year. And for Jan's mom, we give her a call because that's what she likes.
Oh, okay.
She says she doesn't need anything and she doesn't want anything. So we give her a call. We do that every year. But we do give her calls on other occasions. Not the only time we give her a call.
That's good.
But yeah.
I mean, I mostly just send my mom a card and, you know, maybe my sister and I will get her a gift, but usually mm-hmm. that's about it. And then since Donna, John's mom, is very local to us, we'll, you know, go out to dinner or have lunch at our house or do something mm-hmm. where we'll get together and have a meal together. But that's really about it when it comes to Mother's Day. But I remember many years ago, I don't remember if you were still in the States or not, at our Nihonjin Gakko, de, haha no hi no, like we had to write a poem. Like, 母の日の詩を書いてください。なんか宿題で出たのが覚えてるんだよね。And this is like 2年生、3年生、something like that. And so, we went and we wrote these poems and then we submitted it. And so the school ended up submitting our poems to a contest that was happening in Japan to publish this book of poems for mothers. And my poem got selected.
Really? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So that's why I'm always like, oh yes, I'm a published poet. My second grade poem about my mom was published in a book of poetry about mothers.
すごいじゃんそれ。覚えてる?どんな詩だったか。
You know, I have a copy of it, of the book upstairs, but it was I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was something like the things that my mom likes and doesn't like. So it's like, you know, like, oh, my mom likes coffee. This is in 日本語で書いてあったんだけど。It was like, my mom likes coffee and cats, but she doesn't like soccer. I don't remember.
So cute! Oh my gosh! でもそれは面白いかも。なんか、やっぱり子供が母親にこうカードを書くとか、そういうのはこっちでもあってさ、だいたいお母さんありがとうとか、いつもありがとうとかで、ね、そういうのを聞くともう心が温まってほのぼのとして、それはそれですごくいいんだけどさ、その母親の嫌いなものとか、そういうの。
I'm going to send my mom this poem for Mother's Day this year.
Oh, you should.
See if she remembers.
I should write a poem for my mom.
Aww.
Maybe in the same way as you did.
No, those are my Mother's Day memories.
So, those are good memories.
Well, we'd love to hear what you guys do for Mother's Day. If you have any special traditions or special gifts that you like to give, hit us up on Facebook or Instagram.
そうですね。皆さんが母の日にどんなものを贈るのか聞いてみたいなと思います。Facebook やインスタも更新してますので、ぜひご覧ください。それではまた来週。バイバイ。
バイバイ。Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode.If you did, please share it with your friends and subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we'd love your review. For more Lost in Japanglish, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook. Thanks for listening and see you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか?ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。 iTunes 利用者の方はレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねをして応援をお願いいたします。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。また来週お会いできることを楽しみにしています。